Yeah, get ready to be very, very excited because Sex and the City returns.
Yeah, I saw this. So is it a reboot? Is it a prequel? What are they doing?
Sex and the City 2 return for a limited series reboot at HBO Max.
One drink turned into many before I knew it. I was dragging my tired yet single and fabulous ass home at dawn.
Oh!
It's going to have everybody in it except for Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. Yep, because she hates them. They hate her. She hates them. She left on terrible terms with them.
Oh, is that the reason why she's not coming back?
Yeah, they left on really bad terms. I mean, they tried to do, they were going to do like another movie, another one-off. But yeah, they couldn't get her. They couldn't get her interested in it. Like they, yeah, it's not a good relationship mm-hmm. at all.
She says it was a lot of fun to do the movies and I loved it. Being in new territory was always exciting. I felt like we were there, but she doesn't say, and I hated every single one of them.
Well, here's what's crazy about it is that now when you refer to Kim Cattrall, it's not Sex and the City's Kim Cattrall, the thing that made her the most famous. The, you know, we know her as Samantha, like that's her thing. You have to call her Kim Cattrall, star of Filthy Rich. What is that even?
Did that show even make it?
I mean, I'm guessing because you have to call her Kim Cattrall from Filthy Rich. You cannot call her Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City. She will not allow that anymore.
How about Kim from Mannequin?
You could probably say that. As long as you don't say Sex and the City, you're good.
So will you invest time to watch this? Because I know you're a huge fan of the TV show. You didn't really care for the movies.
They were terrible.
The horrible movies. But will you jump back in for this?
You know, it depends on who's writing it, who's producing it. Are they bringing back the whole team? You know, it's funny. It's like an original cast is great, but only if you have the original writers and original producers. And I realized that with Family Guy. Family Guy was really like going downhill. It was not funny. The characters were dumb. Well, this season, they finally decided to bring back Gary Jannetty and all the original writers and producers. It is back, baby. I mean, Family Guy, the last three episodes, I never laughed so hard. It was like original Family Guy again.
It's a little bit too late now for Family Guy, I think, because the ratings went down so far. They were bad.
So Sex and the City, they need to bring back all the original writers, you know, Darren Star, all the people that made it what it was. And if they do, they could have a hit on their hands. I mean, it could be another really interesting reboot.